on BBC Radio Oxford. Thursday morning, good morning, October the 27th. I have a very, 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 very special little boy in the studio now. Do you remember back in July we heard about Elliot Baker from Watlington? He's four. And there he is, look, in the background. Hello, Mom. You OK?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Yep. I'm just about to introduce you, but you sort of came in just on the right note, Elliot. Thank you for that. He's four. He didn't...
Right, OK.
Very good. He's 4 years old, is Elliot. He hasn't had the best start to life, I must tell you that. During his first year, he was in and out of hospital. Eventually, he was diagnosed with brain damage. He's unable to walk unaided and he has limited speech. Now, I met his mum, Caroline, and the family, and they were raising money for a special wheelchair, a powered wheelchair. Caroline's back today. You had £18,000 to raise. We thought it was a steep mountain to climb, but you've done so well, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. To date, we've raised £15,000, which is just unbelievable since May. So we've got huge thank yous to say to hundreds of people, really, for helping. She's just been fantastic.
£15,000 since May.
Yes,
that's incredible,
brilliant.
Isn't it? Yeah. What sort of things have you been doing?
All sorts of things. From there was a street party in the High Street in Watlington, which raised just over £3,000, which was fantastic for 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon. Absolutely brilliant, and big thank you to Sarah at the Breadbin in Watlington from that. To little things like two of my daughter's friends at school making lip gloss and selling it after school, which raised £80.
Yeah.
So, you know,
everyone's chipped in, haven't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely.
Every little helps.
Yep. It's been absolutely brilliant.
You're almost there, and the chair is being built, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it takes 12 weeks to build. So, yes, it's been built just in time for Christmas.
Will he get it by Christmas, do you
think? We think so, because Peter, his dad, has got a parachute jump pending. Yeah. It was cancelled a couple of weeks ago due to bad weather. So we've rescheduled it for the 22nd of November. So fingers crossed it's not as windy. And there's 14 of them going to jump out of a plane for Elliot.
Yeah,
so.
Including Elliot's headmaster. He's
absolutely.
Going out of the plane.
Mr. Markham as well is jumping.
Good old Mr. Markham. There's 14 going out of a plane with a parachute. How high they go in? How high? 10,000. Peter's just told me in the background. They'll raise a bit for that, won't they?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've asked for £250 each sponsorship minimum from them, so that should hopefully raise the rest of the money.
What will it mean to Elliot, this wheelchair, Caroline?
It's very difficult to explain. It means that at school he has complete freedom to go where he wants and when he wants, where at the moment he's relying on somebody pushing him in a wheelchair to get around, and he's a busy little boy, as you can see, so he just wants to do what he wants to do, so he can chase after his friends and get into pickles that he can't get into at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and keep up running around with his big sister.
What a great Christmas present it'll be as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, we talk about Christmas presents, but this is the greatest Christmas gift of all, isn't it, for him?
Yes, it'll be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Could you remind us what went wrong with Elliot? He's a great lad now. He's very interested in the microphone, as you can see. He's having a good look around. He's having a good kick around as well, which is fine. How did Elliot get his brain damaged? What happened? Do you know still?
No. We're still not sure exactly what happened. He was born a couple of weeks early and had difficulty breathing and from there was quite poorly and in and out of hospital, quite distressed and very upset. Which is remarkable now that we've just got such a happy little smiley boy.
He's great, isn't he?
His first year of life, he was permanently screaming and very, very unhappy.
When I saw him this morning, first thing, he put up four fingers to me, and that was to tell me he was four. And then he stirred with his hand as if to say, when I'm five, I want a chocolate cake.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Him, isn't it? He'll get his chocolate cake and he'll get his wheelchair.
On there.
Yeah. Okay. Very cute. There you go. The microphone's broke now. It doesn't matter. We can soon mend that. It's not broke, really. He didn't break it. It's okay. We can mend anything in this studio. Can people still give? Can people still find out about Elliot and
they
the cause?
They can, yes. Elliot's got his own Facebook page, which is just Elliot Baker, if you search for that on Facebook, which we update and keep up to date with what's going on. And also he's got a Just Giving page, which you can donate money directly on there.
Almost there. This is the last push. You must feel very excited.
Yes, I can't believe it, to be honest. We're still in a bit of shock. I can't believe it at all. Yeah. So, yeah.
Justgiving.com. Here's the important bit. /Elliot-2-go. That's it, isn't it?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
If you're keen on helping, and we are just around the corner from this wheelchair now. This is the final push, and what a great Christmas present it will be for him. How heartwarming has it been for you, Caroline, that everybody has pulled together to get you this far even?
It's just, we don't know where to start really, because there's so many people to thank that it's just unbelievable. We just never stop being amazed by people's generosity. For, you know, even I've had numerous people come up to me and say, look, we're financially, we can't afford to give you any money, we'd love to, but can we help?
Yeah.
And that's just been fantastic as well, that people have put hours and hours of time in selling raffle tickets, helping set up various events, and you know, that to me is worth thousands of pounds as well. And just support and help through it all has been absolutely unbelievable.
And as you say, you've done tons, from selling gloss lipstick to parachute jumping to having a music event the other day.
Yeah, it's just been fantastic. Collection boxes around
Good
the place. People have been absolutely fantastic.
Well, you'll have to bring him in his new wheelchair next. That'll be the final chapter of this story for now. It's always nice to see you, Caroline. Many congratulations on what you've done. And I know that wherever he's seen in Watlington, he sort of captures everyone's hearts,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, everybody knows him, yes.
Steve's just texted me. I want to share this with you, you two. Can I just say all the best for this little Elliot to get that special wheelchair, says Steve. I wish him and his family well.
Thank you very much.
It's just
lovely.
One texter, probably doesn't even know you.
Fantastic,
and,
thank you.
And many congratulations on what you've done so far, and good luck on the last bit. Good luck with the parachute jump, Steve. He puts his thumb up in the background. And Elliot, when is he five?
July.
Okay.
The end of July. So he's got a little
before the cake.
For his chocolate cake.
Done. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again with the wheelchair.
Fantastic. Thanks ever so much.
Okay. 11:45.